This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Much of the coverage of the migrant crisis this summer has focused on the thousands of people crossing into Europe. Overcrowded train stations, the refugees on the highways, we've all seen those pictures. But this is far from just a European crisis. In fact, it's not even close. More than 4 years into the Syrian civil war, the countries that share borders with Syria are shouldering most of that burden. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains.
There are more than 4 million registered Syrian refugees, most of them in Jordan, Turkey, and Lebanon. And that's just the number who have registered. In Lebanon, there's now one refugee for every 4 people.
These are not strong economies.
John Alterman is the director of the Middle East Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
These are countries with problems with unemployment, countries that in many cases need to build housing and infrastructure.
And that's even before the refugees arrived. Kamal Kirishci with the Brookings Institution was in Turkey and along the border with Syria earlier this summer. He says you can see the strain.
Everywhere at road junctions, traffic lights where they're trying to beg, you see the physical impact in the rise in renting accommodation. You see it physically in the fall of wages.
Schools in Jordan are running in 3 different shifts to take on additional students. The influx of refugees is taxing its water supply. Dilip Ratta is a migration economist at the World Bank. He says there are a lot of guesstimates when it comes to the economic impact of refugees. He says in the short term, it could be significant enough to lower GDP in some countries. For example, in Lebanon, if you wanted to provide refugees with the same per capita income of citizens, it'd cost $12 billion a year. Lebanon's GDP is $45 billion. But Ratha says in the long term, refugees don't have to be an expense.
Refugees are not like, a commodity. These are people, and they come with a lot of talent, resources, if not anything, at least labor supply.
If they're allowed to work, and that's a big if, Ratha says in a few years, they could boost their host countries. Even if refugees can't work legally, they often find ways to. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.